Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a Riggs and Allie rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
Friday night was your night, dude.
Lit. First, it wasn't my night. It was everybody's night because all of our listeners were JT, man. Let me tell you,
yeah.
I've never seen so many awesome women at one show and a couple dudes, too.
I was going to say, were there any dudes there?
Dude, I had so much fun. JT played for almost 2 hours, which is why he's an icon, because you pay that for a ticket and he actually shows up and performs.
Hell yeah.
And he's got enough songs to do. So he started with Filthy. That's how he took the stage.
Oh.
I figured, I just knew he was because it was the last album. And then he ended with Can't Stop the Feeling, which he hasn't toured since Trolls came out.
Oh, wow.
And Can't Stop the... I was like, what's he going to end with? I'm like, oh, that might have been the biggest song, Can't Stop the Feeling.
Yeah.
And he hasn't toured, so...
Did he do NSYNC stuff? Like a medley
of...
No.
Justin Timberlake has like six albums. Do you know that?
I know, but
he doesn't need
NSYNC. I'd love to see a little NSYNC medley.
No.
All right. Now,
do you do your first show stuff when you go perform?
Oh, hell no.
Exactly. He's moved on.
Okay, dude. That makes sense.
So, yeah. So then we went to the after party.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought... What did I double-fisted at the new Pfizer Forum. So that was, what, four drinks, right?
Uh-huh.
So I had a double vodka in this hand, a double vodka in this hand. I sat down. I drank those over, like, 3 hours. I got up. I went across the street to the bar for our party at RWB.
Uh-huh.
I had another two drinks, and I was loving life. I was like, I'm going straight to the dance floor. Peace out.
Dude, I've never seen Allie this much in her element. She walks in, and it's like Hurricane Allie. Give me a drink. She gets a drink. In her hand, I run up to say hello, and she's like, out of the way. I'm going to dance with my girls. And she went down there, not on the dance floor. Oh, no.
She on a table?
Up on the stage where
That's the DJ, right.
And she's, the look on her face, she's in the zone with her girls, her arm and arm,
having
focused. The time of their lives.
It was the best to
and
dance.
It looked like you were on the prowl, because you're there, like, pointing at dudes.
Well, I was on the prowl.
Oh, you're damn right.
And then somebody's like, what about that hot? My sister saw some dude she thought was amazing, who was, like, dancing. Some really funny white dude who was, like, dancing like crazy.
Oh my God.
That guy's hysterical. Look at his confidence. I go, eh. She goes, it's his confidence. Keep watching him. He's so hot. And I was like, eh.
I don't know about that.
I don't know if you want to take on a guy from a club.
Why not? Talking about my first husband. Hello. You're right about that. So then Saturday, so I get home. Last one's in the Pfizer Forum parking garage. Thank you very much.
Nice. That
almost
big
2 a.m. And we leave. My sister drove me home because she's not a big drinker. We tried to go to 6 Taco Bells. They were all closed.
Oh, no.
I got home and went passed out on the couch in all my clothes, threw my bra on the floor with my friend who was babysitting there. I'm like, good night.
Bye-bye.
Next day, I get up at 8 a.m. I slept for like maybe 5 hours.
8 a.m.?
I have children.
Oh, the kids
I have children.
The
yes, of course.
So you can't relax
so
after a night of drinking when you have kids.
Yeah.
And it's not that I'm... The reason I'm hungover is because I can't eat any carbs because I'm doing keto.
Yeah.
And all I want is a giant punch of pancakes in my stomach now.
Mm-hmm.
I need carbs in my stomach. And I can't. So I go to McDonald's. I order 2 breakfast burritos like a lunatic. 8 a.m. on Saturday morning. I pull over.
Oh, God.
Rip open the burritos. I just start eating the eggs and the sausage and the cheese out of the burrito like a crazy person. I take the whole tortilla. I put it on my face. I'm like... eating, I'm like licking the burrito because I can't actually eat the burrito. I'm like, somebody get me carbs now. Ate a couple burritos, still felt like hell, struggled all day, got to Pet Fest. I don't even know how the hell I did that on Saturday.
So wait.
And lost my voice, obviously, because of, one, the concert, 2, the bar gig, 3, Pet Fest. It's just like everything.
Yeah.
So was the picture that your sister put online of you, was that a setup Saturday morning?
Oh, no, that was, I didn't even know she did that, bitch.
Sure.
I didn't even know she did that. She put a picture of me passed out in the recliner with my sunglasses and hood on.
Well, that's how you pass out.
That was like at 9 a.m., by
you
the way.
Like, you looked around the weekend
dying.
At Bernie's. I'm like, is this a setup? Because she's like, rough night.
Nothing made me feel better. I just eating carbs and I couldn't have them.
Too funny.
No carbs at all?
None.
Did the inner of the burrito make you feel a little bit better?
No.
Little bit? No. Even like licking the tortilla,
it
like
took
the taste
like
of carbs.
Day, and I remembered why I don't drink like that anymore, but it's fun once in a while. Mm-hmm. Because when you have kids at 6 a.m., it's not fun.
Nope.
It's hell.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed your night out, man.
I did.
And you enjoyed a hangover for
ready
the first
time
in a while.
Ready for another one, yeah.
Right?
Like, bring it. This was fun. Let's do it again.
Bring it on. And the tortilla.
A
all
tortilla
your face.
In my face.
All up on your face.
But I didn't eat that tortilla,
did you
it.
Vom? Did you vom?
Hell no, I didn't vom.
Good, because you're a pro. That's
I'm
why.
I'm a champion. Get out of here.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.